I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in this morning. On the phone with me from her home in Kansas is Judith Fertig, the author of I Love Cinnamon Rolls, a new cookbook that talks about the ooey, gooey, fresh from the oven, yum, yum treats that we can create, and a lot of neat recipes in here, and a little bit of background on cinnamon rolls, too. And it's a great pleasure to have Judith Fertig on the phone to talk about cinnamon rolls this morning. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning, Mark. It's such a pleasure to be on your program.
Now, I understand, before we get started, that you have Cincinnati roots. You grew up here in Cincinnati.
I did. My family has lived in the Cincinnati area for many generations, and so I was lucky enough to call the area home when I was, in school and then in my early adult years. And one of the things you realize when you move somewhere else is what a great town Cincinnati is in a lot of ways, and especially it's a great bakery town and it's a great ice cream town. So I've been pining for Cincinnati bakery goods ever since.
Well, I know there's some Schnecken recipe here in the I Love Cinnamon Rolls that fits right into Cincinnati here. But let's talk about cinnamon rolls. How did they become the quintessential comfort food?
Well, it's interesting. I'm a collector of old cookbooks, and I've also done research at various libraries across the U.S. And cinnamon rolls are relatively recent, late 1800s. A lot of culinary historians point to the influx of Swedish immigrants in like the 1870s and 1880s that brought their love of cinnamon rolls, and then everybody else caught on. So, and it's interesting, in different parts of the country, there are different kinds of cinnamon rolls that people seem to really like. The sticky bun is a big favorite in New England, and the more petite rugelach is a favorite in New York City and Brooklyn. You get out to this truck stop in Colorado, and they've got big as a plate cinnamon rolls that literally are big as a plate, and everything in between.
I see in the book that there is a wide variety of ways to prepare cinnamon rolls, and you offer up a number of different doughs. Talk about the different doughs that go into cinnamon rolls and how cinnamon rolls aren't just the dough. It's really every layer of it that makes it so ooey, gooey, delicious.
Right. There's an anatomy of a cinnamon roll that I talk about in the book, and it starts with the pan sauce, what you put in the pan. And it can be just as simple as like a little bit of butter to something, definitely caramelized, or, a lot of brown sugar and nuts. So it can be, a pretty straightforward or more elaborate. And then you have the choice of the dough. And it's a sort of a mix and match approach to cinnamon rolls. But you, of course, have the traditional dough that you can make in a stand mixer, or you can make it by hand or in an automatic bread machine. There's a whole wheat dough. There's actually a vegan dough that makes a vegan cinnamon roll that I wasn't sure if that was going to be very good, but it is wonderful. There's also a no-knead dough that, people can just stir the dough together. There's a very thin strudel-like dough, for making the rugelach. So every dough has a personality, and every dough has a quality that is appealing in a cinnamon roll.
Some are chewy, some a bit more flaky, but all very tasty. And you start out on the cinnamon roll with the pan sauce, then you have the dough, and then there's the filling. And I've noticed a wide variety of fillings that you have in some of the recipes here that just sound wonderful. I mean, it's Szechuan pepper cinnamon rolls with ginger glaze. There's bacon brown sugar cinnamon rolls, just some unbelievable combinations, but all just delicious.
Yeah, and it was a trial having to go through and make all these and have my friends taste. I was very popular for a while. So
I'm sure you didn't have any friends at all when you were doing this.
Yeah, no, it was like, the cinnamon roll hotline. But cinnamon is one of those spices that seems to get along with a lot of different flavors. And, the orange cinnamon rolls are wonderful, and they're are blueberry cinnamon crowns that are just fabulous. They're a great way to wake up in the morning, there's pumpkin with cinnamon, you know, we all know that that tastes good. So there are a lot of different ways, you know, that you can, besides the spiral cinnamon roll that we already think of, there are, you know, in Cincinnati, you don't have to tell people what crowns are, because if they've been to Graters, you know, they know, you know, it's a piece of dough that you fit into like a muffin tin, a muffin pan, and then put the filling in and top it with cinnamon streusel and icing. And so everybody kind of knows what that concept is. But that's another way. It's kind of a deconstructed cinnamon roll that's really good.
Now, all of these recipes can seem daunting at times when you have all this variety. How difficult is it to make cinnamon rolls? I have to confess, I go with the I buy hot biscuit dough, roll it out, fill it up, cut it up, cook it up.
Yeah. Now,
but these, you know, espresso chocolate cinnamon rolls with cappuccino drizzle sounds a little more difficult than my bot dough.
Well, there's you can actually buy, they're one of the doughs features hot roll mix that you buy at the grocery store, and you just buy the hot roll mix, and you add a couple more ingredients. I think, you know, it's an egg and some butter and all that, and you stir that up in a bowl, and then, you know, the dough rises, and you get to work from there. So it's just a series of things that you do, the you know, making the pan ready for the cinnamon rolls and making the dough, rolling them out, and it's a matter of geometry. I never was a big math person, but, you know, you start to write cookbooks and then you have to become more of a math person, if only geometry. And you know, I was kind of happy to deconstruct some of the cinnamon rolls that I bought, you know, and I would unroll the layer to see how long it was, how long somebody had rolled that out to then roll it up to get the roll to be a certain size. So there are different, you know, dimensions that you roll the cinnamon roll dough out to, and then you put on the filling and you roll it up and you slice those into spirals and bake them. So it's actually really pretty easy.
Well, you talked about vegan recipes. That's cinnamon rolls made with no eggs and no dairy, and it doesn't seem like those would be quite as tasty as the ooey-gooey ones we're used to.
Yeah, I mean, and they're amazingly good. I was the biggest skeptic because I thought, this can't be. But they are. They're very, very good. And you use buttery sticks, which, you can find. And they're more and more available now in, like, the organic section of the grocery store, Trader Joe's, places like that. And then you buy cream cheese that is made with non-dairy ingredients. And you use, egg replacer. And it all works really well. And it has a cinnamon roll that I would defy anybody to say, to do a taste test between a regular cinnamon roll, the ooey-gooey kind and the ooey-gooey vegan kind, and be able to tell the difference. It's, and for people that want to eat vegan, it's a great treat.
Well, plenty of gluten-free recipes in here for gluten-free cinnamon rolls, too. That's a big with a number of folks. But I have to ask, as I look through here and try to decide which recipe I wanted to try first, what's your favorite, Judith?
Well, I have,
You've tasted them all, so you should know.
Yeah, I love the traditional cinnamon roll. I think sometimes that's what you crave and that's what you want. And a classic cinnamon roll is the answer to a lot of life's problems. So, but I also like, there's more of a Danish pastry dough that, and that also sounds difficult, but it's you make the dough and then you crumble up cold butter and all-purpose flour, so it's kind of like a streusel, and you put that over the dough and kind of roll it into the dough, and it makes this buttery layer like real Danish pastry, and they make such elegant and buttery, and they're the kind of cinnamon roll that it's difficult to find in this country. It's more something you would find in Scandinavia, and they're absolutely fabulous. So I'd say if somebody was more of an accomplished baker or an experienced baker, you could extend yourself that extra little bit and make something that's really, really wonderful.
Judith Fertig, the author of the new cookbook, I Love Cinnamon Rolls, available where books are sold. You can learn more about I Love Cinnamon Rolls and Judith's other cookbooks at our website, wvxu.org. And thank you, Judith, but I think I'm going to have to go now and have a snack.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Mark.